Brian Alvarez here. You're listening to the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd.
You are listening to the number one AEW podcast, the Kicking Out Podcast, a podcast about All Elite Wrestling, hosted by my favorite host, Tanner Lee, Paul Zartman, and Austin Shepherd. So if you want to know everything that's going on in the world of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, then you need to listen to the Kicking Out Podcast. Please tell Thunder Rosa I said hello.
What's going on, KOP Nation? It is Sunday night, it's November 16th, 2025. And to all the benefit of all of you out there watching or listening, it's not just me this week. You don't have to put up with my boring ass for a whole 45 minutes to an hour, just I don't even know, rambling pretty much. The Shep's in the house. Shep, how we doing? We haven't seen you, I don't think, since you won the title at WrestleDream.
3 weeks. Yeah, it's been a rough 3 weeks, man. 3 weeks. Not gonna lie. It's touch and go of late, with kids, with wife taking her own vacation, and it very much deserved. I'm not gonna give her a hard time for that, but yeah.
Especially if she's married you. My God.
Yeah. Ah, fuck off. anyways, sorry, I was 47 seconds in. But no, I'm back. The champ is here. And just to let you know, we're just going to go like an old school. The belt is over in the windowsill. We're not going to see it on camera. You can call me John Moxley all you want. But no, I'm back. Happy to be back. We have a slacker tonight, and his name is Paul.
You know, he loses the title. He doesn't show up anymore.
Well, first of all, it was a fluke he won the title, but that's all right.
Well, that had to be our closest prediction ever. I mean, Paul and I lost by 1 point to you. That was tight.
It was tight, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. But no, I'm glad to be back. We had a hell of a week of AEW.
Oh, my God.
One of the best blood and guts, I'm going to say, in their short existence. Was a great show. Almost 3 hours of
it. Yep, two and a half. We got 3 hours coming up this Wednesday. Yeah.
And I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to give you my spoiler. The women outshine the men.
I agree 100%. I knew they weren't going to, but going into the show, I was hoping they were going to main event. I knew they weren't, but and I know Maj and I were chatting on Twitter about it when it was going on. And he's like, he made a good point. He's like, hey, if you can't close the show, open the show, set the tone. And they did just that. I can give a round of applause to everybody, but particularly Sky Blue, setting the tone right away, just bleeding buckets. Oh, that was awesome.
She bled before Mox bled.
Yeah.
But, no, I thought the women's match was awesome.
Yep.
And it's a gimmick match. Okay, we get that. But I thought those women, you know, the match doesn't start till all 12 women are in the ring. Mm-hmm. But I felt like the way they extended it till they got all 12 in, they did a really good job. They had their high spots in there, and they just kept them, you know, kept it flowing. And before you know it, all 12 were in there, and then the match started. Which obviously kept us really entertained.
Imagine says Sky Blue's my MVP for the women's, O'Reilly or Darby for the men's. Hard to argue that.
Look, I love O'Reilly. Okay. And I know he was really out of his comfort zone in this match. But Darby, that last bump Darby took.
Yeah.
Just stupid. And the best part, did you see the AEW clip where they were off the air?
After the team afterwards?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Orange was talking, he gave the mic to Briscoe, and Briscoe's like, Darb, you okay back there?
I mean, his ass was on fire for a little bit. I mean, dude, that guy, mean, people can say what they want about him. That dude is AEW through and through. The stuff he does, he puts his body through for our entertainment. Unbelievable.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
He is. He is. But going back to the women's match, really, both Blood and Guts matches, like, you know, this is a yearly thing. I always look forward to it. Now, I will say, I hope they don't always do it in November. I think Blood and Guts, AEW, War Games, WWE, same month, is too much, even though the War Games will not be as bloody and violent as Blood and Guts. No way.
Now, but, hold on.
Yeah.
With all the new rules
yeah.
in Connecticut, uh-huh. what if it is bloody?
I'm not saying I think one or two people can bleed, but you're not going to get a majority. They still, you know, Triple H still wants to be that family friendly product. And
nah, come on. TKO doesn't want to be a family friendly product when it's $742 for a nosebleed seat.
Yeah. But on Monday night, they still bleep out swear words for swear chants in the crowd.
I'm just saying at Survivor Series and their War Games match, if all 10 competitors get color, I'm not going to be shocked.
Okay.
I'm not going to be
shocked. I will be shocked, but okay. But we'll see. Yeah. But going back to, like, you know, Blood and Guts annual thing, I'm all for it. I'm looking forward to it every year. I like looking forward to, like, how creative are they going to be? Like, how are they going to come up with new spots? I thought Julia Hart and Tekla going through the hole, the part of it to the outside of the cage, brilliant. Because the men can't do that. I thought that was awesome.
I couldn't do that. I'm a little white.
I mean.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like, when I first saw that, I'm like, what are they doing? I'm like, now I get what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they can do it, and it's something specific to them. So it's perfect. Yep. Absolutely perfect.
I thought another lady that shined. I mean, I thought most of them shined. Marina Shafir. She just comes off as a badass. I mean, that spot where she stomped the glass with her foot.
Okay, so when she came to the ring, she had on
She had combat boots on. I think she booted somebody and then took them off.
Took them off before she got in the cage.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it, but I'm like, why? Kind of dumb.
Yeah.
You know what's going to go on. And then I thought one of the outshining women, and I think we've talked about her a lot of the late, was Willow. Willow was so good in that match. Mm-hmm.
She was. Yeah. I thought all the ladies put on a great showing. And I liked at the end how the heel teams all lined up with their arms raised, but Mercedes still knocked out in the table. Because that's fitting. Like, her character doesn't fit in to celebrate with the rest of them.
That is true. You know, she can't hold up all the belts and celebrate.
I did like she brought them all in, though, and passed them out for to use as weapons.
Oh, everybody got a belt to hit with. That's awesome. That was good. Yeah. That was good. And congratulate to Mercedes. She picked up her 13th
belt. Yeah.
Last night at Hog Wrestling, right?
Yep. Yep. So it's going to be fun to see her start losing these.
It's going to be fun. I think I sent it to you and Paul earlier. Is there 9 countries?
Yeah, I think it's 10, you said. I'm going to pull it up here.
Okay.
10, she's now the champ of 10 countries. U.S., Canada, Mexico, the U.K., Italy, Denmark, Poland, Austria, Scotland, and Malaysia.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know she gets a lot of hate. I get it. But those promotions want to put their title on her right now. So.
Hey, they put the title on her. Means they're going to have it, whether they're going to take it off of her or not, they're going to have another show with her on it.
Right.
Which is going to draw.
Right. So, well, and she's smart. Showing off all those belts or most of them usually on AEW every week.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Now, will she win her 14th? We'll see. We'll have to wait for our prediction show. We'll see where we all stand on that, which I don't know when we're going to be doing that this week. We'll have to all get together with our schedules, but
it's just going to be me and you. Paul's not even allowed, is he?
You're the champ. You make the rules. What are you sipping on there, by the way, there, before we get to the end of this?
We're sipping on the normal. We got a little vodka bubbly, which tastes so – it's been a long day, okay?
Oh, I hear you.
Today was fall cleanup day.
I did that yesterday. Okay? Yeah.
So we were doing all the pumpkins and the – we got straw and sticks and – like, my ass is not a physical labor guy, okay? Yeah.
Mine yesterday was more the outdoor furniture, getting what needs covered and can't go in the garage covered, what needs to come in the garage, walking it around the house. Yeah.
No. We did the patio furniture down to our little shed.
Yeah.
So this is very much needed. You saw me drinking earlier, and I think the last time I was on the pod, I was drinking something like this. It was called banana pudding.
Yes.
But now they have a different flavor. This is orange. This is dreamsicle, basically. Mm. Oh, it's so good. Remember those popsicles we had as a kid?
Yes. Mm. Majin brings up a good point here about Mercedes. She's showing them off as far as the belts, but they don't talk about them. Showing them off doesn't mean much when you don't address them. That is true. They could give some of those promotions more of a shout out than they do.
And maybe, and you know what? Maybe when she starts dropping them, maybe she will. Yeah, it is my thanks a lot, Majin. You son of a bitch. Maybe as she starts to drop them,
yeah,
you know, you could give a shout out as she dropped this belt.
Yeah,
and you give that promotion a shout out.
Sure.
So, I agree. I would like to see a little more.
Yeah.
Credit.
Did you like how AEW set up continuing stories in each of these matches? I saw some people complain, like, I wish the stories ahead of time would have set up more for the Blood and Guts match.
I felt like we had more stories on the women's side than we did the men's.
Yeah.
I know the men's was the conglomeration, but the Death Riders, really, you don't see them feuding with the conglomeration on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it was more Darby. And, like, the other guys of the conglomeration, they've had, like, matches here and there. But, I mean, now it's full-blown. It's on now. But, yeah. Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see if we see Darby on Wednesday night with a backstage promo with the conglomeration. I kind of hope so.
He did. I have it right here. He did accept. I don't know if you caught Collision last night or not.
I did not.
Pac threw out a challenge, a one-on-one against Darby for Full Gear, and Darby accepted. So, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where he accepted that, but no stipulations for it right now. Right now, it's just a one-on-one match. So, they're teasing another match between Mox and O'Reilly. Mox challenged him last night, but we haven't heard because Mox was on commentary last night the whole show, and he was awesome. He was awesome.
Good.
Like, even the matches not involving the Death Riders, I thought that's where he really shined. Like the women's tag match with Rio and Windsor. I thought that was his commentary was great during that. So, him and Danielson, like those guys that just live, eat, breathe, and sleep wrestling, it comes off really good on commentary.
Was Danielson was not on Collision, right?
No, it was okay. McGinnis. And the reason he Amoxa showed up, Garcia attacked Daddy Magic to start the show when he was on the commentary table.
Okay.
Garcia and the Death Riders helped too. And we didn't see Mox. And then Mox came out and just sit down at the commentary table and put the headset on. And he eventually left towards the end of the show. And that's when he got a mic and challenged Kyle O'Reilly because the crowd started chanting, "You tapped out." And he got pissed and he threw the headset down. He stood up and he grabbed the mic. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, because the crowd was really hot about him tapping out on Wednesday. After they went off the air segments, the crowd was really hot about him tapping out, which I love that the leader of the Death Riders, and he understands it so much where obviously he doesn't care. He knows it was best for him to tap out in that situation, you know, for him to take the L. It could have been easy. Could have been a Yuta. Could have been a Garcia taking the L, and then the Death Riders being like, "Ah, shit, you know, our weakest link took it." Blah blah blah. But for him to do what he did, just proves he's there for the best of the company.
Well, and I love the story they're telling with him. He's starting to struggle. I mean, going back to All In, we saw him give up against the Mox. We saw him say, "I quit," against Hangman. We saw him say, "I quit" against Darby. He had to bail himself out twice against Kyle O'Reilly. Then he taps. So I'm waiting for the cracks to start forming the foundation of Death Riders. They're going to start saying, "Hey, this guy's supposed to be our leader. He's tapping out. He's quitting all the time." Like, you can see what they're building to. He's got to get kicked out eventually. Now, who's going to take that group out?
Oh,
the group over? I don't know.
It's easy.
Marina?
It's easy. No, it's Gabe Kidd.
Gabe Kidd, you think? Who did show up at?
It's Gabe Kidd.
Okay. Well, if it is Gabe Kidd, he needs to be full-time AEW, in my opinion.
True. And I think we're leaning towards that. But I think Gabe Kidd is, I mean, the future of the Death Riders.
See, Maj said, you know, before I wanted Claudio to kick Mox out, but how they've presented the team, it has to be Marina.
But Marina can't talk.
Does she need to?
If you're going to be the head of the Death Riders, you do.
And couldn't the other people talk for her? She leads by example type thing?
No.
Like, I think they got a huge chance to make two faces eventually out of this whole group. Like, Mox, assuming he gets kicked out, he needs to take some time off. Then when he comes back, he's going to be a huge baby face again, like he used to be. In Marina, if they eventually down the road, they do it right, they could flip her baby face by having her just squash jobbers left and right and build her up that way. And the crowd just loving seeing her squash people. And then she starts taking out better competition. Or if they want to make her this massive heel, she needs to start taking out the Willows, the Tonys, and see, we need to see her beat them one-on-one.
Yeah, but Marina's, she's still a pretty heavy presence on ROH, right?
I honestly, I don't follow ROH close enough to.
I think she is. So she still has a heavy presence of ROH. So, you know, I think there's potential with her.
Yeah.
Do I see her as the leader of the Death Riders if Mox leave? No. I think it's got to be a guy like Gabe Kidd. So,
I mean, maybe they're setting pack up for it. I don't know.
No.
He did have a funny call out to Darby last night. I mean, he said ball sack on the air. That was a new one. Where is Nyla? I don't know, Majin. Every report I've read, she's healthy. She just, they got nothing for her. I don't know. But no, I thought Dynamite was awesome Wednesday night. Blood and Guts. Both Blood and Guts matches were good. I thought Hobbs was a star Wednesday night. I thought he came off great in that Last Man Standing match against Hangman.
How about the tax? Let's talk about the tax.
Okay.
So, who came down with the tax? It was somebody with the conglomeration.
Was it Roddy? No.
It might have been Roddy.
Or Briscoe? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't Briscoe. Because they played the Briscoe injury card. Whoever came down with the tax, when he walked into the ring and he hit somebody in the gut and those tacks went everywhere. We're talking in the ring, out of the ring.
Oh, it might have been Orange because he had a backpack. Oh, God, I don't know. Somebody help us out in the comments.
Who came down with the tax? It was either O'Reilly or why can't I think of his name? Paragon. Help me out.
O'Reilly, Strong, Roderick Strong?
It's either Strong or O'Reilly. Yeah. Anyways, they came down, hit the guy in the gut with the tax, and the tax went flying, which is obviously wasn't the idea. The next day, I'm listening to Coach on Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7, mm-hmm. and he's got Baron Corbin on there, right? Yep. Bishop Dyer.
He does a good job.
He does a great job. And he's like, hey, if that was me, I'm coming down there and I'm sweeping them shit out of the ring going, hey, boys, I got to take a couple bumps. I
don't want to. Yeah, first bump me on tax.
Yeah, I got to take a couple bumps. And then he goes, I'm coming down with a broom and it's not a damn weapon. It's to sweep the damn ring. I thought that shit was great. I thought that.
And I liked how they incorporated Mox goes and gets that trash can of the broken debris from the women's match.
Yeah,
they incorporate that into the men's match.
Yeah, he got the wine bucket.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. So
how good? Okay, hey, and I know we've praised her for how fucking good is Toni Storm?
Oh,
is she the number one women's professional wrestler right now in the world?
I think so, but I know a lot of people say Rhea Ripley, but I think Tony's number one.
Hey,
as far as character and in ring, I mean, I'm a big Mercedes fan, but Tony's character,
I get it, and I understand what Mercedes is doing right now, which is fine.
Yes,
but when it comes to overall, and you're. How am I going to say this? Your reason against her would be Rhea. And Rhea's good. Don't be wrong. Love what Rhea's done. But how long – Rhea's been out of the title scene for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. That's okay? True.
You know, Mercedes is fresh out of the title run, thinks she'll be right back into it. But – and I'm not saying because I'm an AEW homer. Okay.
Right.
I think she is the number one women's professional wrestler in the world right now.
Yeah. And I still think her and Mina are going to win the tag team tournament. I'm still sticking with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Mercedes getting kicked out of that tournament was a huge shocker.
That was awesome. And that's why I think we're not done with that story with her and Athena. Athena's going to screw her somehow. Yeah.
I think Athena needs to get her way back into it.
Yeah.
And get that ROH belt or that TBS belt.
Yeah. Well, she's got the ROH, the main one.
I'm sorry. She doesn't have the ROH television title.
Yes. And Mercedes and Red Velvet are having a match for that belt this Wednesday night in Dynamite because – they kept it on Red Velvet. Mercedes technically is the interim champ. So they're going to have a unification match Wednesday night for that belt on Dynamite.
Which you would think Mercedes is obviously going to get over.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about it 3-4 months ago. Mercedes is going to start dropping these belts so she can work her way up to the AEW title. And we were completely wrong.
Yeah. She's just gaining more, and she's got a chance to get the title next week.
She just gained more. So, yeah.
It'll be interesting. I've gone back and forth on my prediction for that match a lot. So, we'll see where I land eventually.
You know, did you have to wear the fucking jersey and the hat tonight?
I didn't change from what I've been wearing all day. And, yes, I did. We beat the Chiefs. Hadn't happened a lot in the last decade. We are now 9-2 with a cushion. 2-game lead over the Chargers for the AFC West, 3-game lead over the Chiefs, and those bums are now 5-5. They might miss the playoff, Shep.
You're happy you beat Taylor Swift.
Yes, I am. I yelled at her fiance quite a bit tonight. I'll leave it at that. So
he's on the bottom side of his career.
Oh, I think this is last year. He's I mean, he did score a touchdown today, but he's pretty slow out there. Still gets his ass open though. But
he does. You would too if you had Taylor in the bedroom.
True. True.
I think she's nuts, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Majin says he's wearing his KOP shirt tonight. That a boy. That a boy. We like that.
That a boy, Majin. Like, hey, Majin, make sure you don't spill no maple syrup on that shit as you eat your dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get KOP merch on kickingoutshop.com or Pro Wrestling Tees. Just search for Kicking Out Podcast. Either way.
Steffi says 3-0 Eagles.
Eagles over it. Lions right now. Okay.
Hey, Steffi, how about our boy Larson winning a championship?
I think she had a comment for you up here earlier. I missed.
Did you miss it?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think I've been on the pod since old Larson
maybe
pulled that championship that out of his ass.
Is that what she's referring to?
Yeah, two-time.
Two-time treating you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my bad for missing that one earlier.
That's all right. Hey, we're going to give you a little grace. A little bit. But I love that she recognizes that he is the best driver in the world.
Well, you know, I don't follow racing near as close as I used to at one time. But just from hearing you guys chat about on here, I don't know how you couldn't view him as that.
Yeah. But
that's my opinion.
And he's getting ready to run the midget for the next five nights for out in California. It's for the Turkey Night? Yeah, it's Turkey Night. So they literally run a race on Thanksgiving, and Larson's getting ready to run all those. So he literally goes from running NASCAR to literally running one of the lowest sanctioned USAC divisions in a midget. So
he's like the Eddie Kingston of racing. He just loves it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He has an absolute heart and passion for it. So, yeah. If you could say who is Kyle Larson at AEW, Eddie Kingston would have been a perfect thing. Now, the only difference is Kyle might be a little bit nicer.
Eddie might be a little crazier, but Eddie is going to be wrapping up his indie dates. Like, he's going to be full time just AEW coming up soon. He did say so,
which is good because of he's older.
Yep.
He's injury prone.
Yep. Did you see him Wednesday night? He was dying to get in that case. He was smacking himself with the chair in the head. He just wants to kill somebody right now.
Yeah, he hit himself, I think, three times in the head with that chair. Yes.
Joe and Hangman now at Full Gear is going to be steel cage. All right. I'm cool with it.
Sure. So this was the big debate on Busted Open. Okay. Does the champ have that much clout where he can make his own stipulation to the match? Because Hangman made the stipulation of the cage.
He did. Okay.
And it was between Bishop Dyer. Was it Bishop Dyer? No, it might have been Nick Nemeth. It
was Nick Nemeth. Nemeth was the day after Blood and Guts.
Yeah. Yep. It was Nemeth and LaGreca.
Which I like Nemeth too. I like the lineup of guys they got right now. Most of them.
It's so good.
Some kind of get on my nerves.
So good. Yeah, as long as you don't listen to Sundays and that Justin Labard and Nick.
Justin Labard and Jonathan Hood. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. They're so pro WWE and anti everything else. I have a tough time listening to those guys.
Yeah. Anyways, so Nick was saying this, and LaGreca was having a fit saying, how can he make the stipulation, you know? And Nick Nemeth said, he's a champ. He's holding the belt. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And LaGreca had a hard time with it. And it was actually a really good debate. And the more I think about it, I'm like, I think Nick Nemeth's right.
Yeah. And like Mod said, how many times have we seen people make their stipulation for match stuff? It isn't just Hanger who has done it. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
No. You see it in every country.
Hanger can do whatever he wants. He's holding the belt.
Right. Yep. Tony's not going to say no to him.
No. So LaGreca with his red rimmed glasses can sit back and zip it.
And you know, I love what Hangman said in an interview. I forget what publication he was doing an interview with this past week, but he said how important it is for him to refer to his title as the AEW Men's World Championship instead of just the World Championship, because he feels like if he just referred to it as the World Championship, that degrades the Women's World title.
Okay.
So that's, you know, all right.
I can good see way to that. Look at it.
Because, man, you can make the argument like Wednesday night. I can make the argument that the women outshine the men, even though I thought the men's match was good. I mean, the AEW's women's division, it's been cooking for the most part in 2025, in my opinion.
Yes, and Steffi, I want to agree with you so bad on that last.
They have their moments. They have their moments where she says,
"I
want
to agree with you." So busted open is
no anti AEW.
Yeah. I want to agree with you so bad, but then there's just
Nemeth does a good job. He has no problem with AEW. So
No, he doesn't because he got booted from Connecticut.
That's true. You know? And he wants to show back up in NXT. He said, been there, done that. He don't want to.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Bully Ray does a really good job. I think
he's Tommy the one Dreamer, that kind of gets on my nerves.
I think Tommy Dreamer does a good job.
He does, well, especially for somebody who helps run TNA.
Yeah. Look, Greca, I really think can lead a little towards Connecticut.
Yeah,
out of all of them, but that's okay.
He'll start pumping full gear this week because I think he's going. So,
sure. And hey, let's talk about it. We're talking about Pro Wrestling Nation 24/7. Always ready. Matt Cardona came back. He came back.
Yeah, no, it shocked me that it didn't shock me. He came back for the John Cena farewell tour.
No, it shocked me.
He came back as Zack Ryder. Because he said that would not be his first choice. So I don't know. And honestly, I think it was a one-off, everybody. I know his t-shirts are up on shopwwe.com. I believe that he struck a merch deal to do that. I think it was a one-off. I could be wrong. I think it was a one-off.
He was right before I got on with you on Twitter. He was reposting all these people that bought his merch.
Yeah.
And saying, I'm sending some to your DMs. Thank you for buying my merch.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a one-off. I bet he shows back up in the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Well, I mean, he showed up at NXT as Matt Cardona. That's why I don't understand. Like, where's the – but, okay, I can see him in the Rumble, but I think he makes a mistake if he goes to a promotion entirely. Like, I wanted him to sign with AEW, but I think he made a good decision. Not – he makes too much money on the indies. And does – I don't know if the WWE would allow him to do a lot of his stuff that he does with Major. I don't know. Maybe they would now. With this regime, but I mean, he's a co-owner of Major. Like,
well, here's the difference between NXT showing up as Matt Cardona,
yeah,
and WWE showing up as Zack Ryder,
right?
Was he in on SmackDown? He was in the final tournament, or what are they calling that?
Yeah,
right. He is known in the John Cena world as Zack Ryder.
That's true.
Okay, that's why he showed up as Zack Ryder. If it had nothing to do with John Cena, they brought him back. He's coming back as Matt Cardona.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
In the John Cena farewell, yeah, we need a little Zack Ryder because he played a big part.
Yeah, back in 2012,
he played a big part in John Cena's career. So
that's a good point.
And I'm pretty sure John Cena went to them and said, "I want this guy back."
Yeah. And I know Cena tomorrow night, and we'll get back to AEW after this. I promise everybody who doesn't like WWE, but Cena's last match in Madison Square Gardens tomorrow night. He'll be, I believe, defending his newly won Intercontinental Championship. Who do you think faces him tomorrow? Who's his surprise opponent?
Does he do an open challenge?
I think he will for this one.
Open challenge. Open challenge, I think Dirty Dom comes back.
I think Joe Hendry shows up tomorrow night.
What, just because he signed this week?
Either that or he's the mystery opponent against Solo in the tournament. He's been wanting that match for years, yeah. Henry against Cena. So, and if he is fully under contract with WWE, what a way to get it kicked off for him to go against Cena tomorrow night.
So let me throw your hat off. Let me absolutely blow your mind right now. Okay, because you're in New York, right?
Yep.
Open challenge.
Yep.
John Cena has put this guy on his social media.
Okay.
Any possible way do we see Tommy Invincible?
I don't know.
I mean, look, he did the job in GCW back when it was at the Hammerstein,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
John Cena has actually put him on his IG story. Tommy Invincible.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that crowd's probably smart enough.
Is there any way we're staying in the middle of Madison Square Garden and you hear this, which his music is like when you first hear it, like, who the fuck is this guy?
This, yeah.
Yeah. Because it starts out a little slow. And then here comes Tommy Invincible.
Could be. Could be. I mean, we have 3 dates left of John Cena as an active wrestler. It's pretty crazy.
And with what John Cena's doing, bringing back his past, guys like Cardona, guys like Lesnar, he's bringing everybody back. He hasn't promoted anybody yet, though. Mm-mm. When I say promoted, he hasn't lifted anybody yet.
Not yet.
So why not lift a guy like Invincible?
Yeah.
And then last match, a guy like Dirty Dom or Gunther or whoever.
It'll probably be Gunther, probably.
I hope not. I hope it's Dirty Dom, but whatever. It is what it is. But I'm like, let's throw one more absolute cherry bomb just make people lose their shit.
Could be.
Tommy Invincible.
Going back to Majin's question here, I kind of hit on this last week a little bit, but not all the facts were out yet about Nixon Newell and Miranda. I believe you pronounce it Ali's. I'm probably butchering her last name. But yeah, I mean, if all the reports are true that they walked out before Collision last weekend because they were mad about having 3 minutes, if I'm AEW, I never book them again. I think, and you know, they're already done with WWE, and like, just be grateful for those 3 minutes. The ladies that got it sure were.
Sure.
I mean, you kind of forget what business you work at. I thought Nick, not Aldis, Nick, oh my God, what's his name? It's Corey Graves' brother. Help me out. Wrestles in Mexico.
Who?
Aldonis, not Nick. Aldonis. God, what's his first name? Whatever. Aldonis. He took the social media about it. He's like, if you can't tell a story and get your reasoning over in 3 minutes, then you're in the wrong profession. Pretty much. So.
Sam Adonis.
Sam, thank you. Thank Sam Adonis.
Yeah. Yep. It was Uncle Google.
Yeah. So. But. Yeah. Yeah, like Maj said, Powerhouse Hobbs' debut, he lost in a minute. Look where he is now. A lot of AEW talent. Yeah. Kyle Fletcher was squashed early in his, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't – if all the reports are true, I don't have much respect for those two ladies.
No.
And I don't think they did their careers any good going forward. So.
Nope.
Yep. Collision last night. It wasn't as good as Dynamite, but it was fine for Collision. It was from Erie, Pennsylvania. Like Scorpio Sky challenging Kyle Fletcher for the TNT title. We knew he wouldn't win, but I like seeing Scorpio on television. I think the dude can go.
Speaking of that, let's go down a rabbit hole. Okay.
Yeah.
You talk about Scorpio Sky.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in TNA? Frankie Kazarian taking the belt off of Santana.
Sean Ross Sapp said they're trying to work an angle like the Yes Movement kind of with Santana, because there were reports of him not showing up to the pay-per-view the other night, not answering their calls and texts. They're trying to make it a work in that he's not. But there's also been a report that his contract's coming up.
So he's going to Connecticut.
He'd be going to NXT, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, Frankie's awesome. Good for him, but take it off Santana after 4 weeks.
But the way they built up Santana getting the belt.
Yeah.
They brought his daughter into it. It was a very personal angle.
Yep.
And then, you know, they went dark for 2 or 3 weeks on TV because
this was his first defense.
They don't have a TV deal, right?
No, and there was a report that came out today from John Alba, who pretty credit guy. He said the newest rumor is AMC.
Okay. So, again, they don't have a TV deal.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you take the belt off this guy, which we all thought putting the belt on him, that's going to be the future of this company.
Yeah.
And then you rip it off of him? Man.
Yeah, they're losing Hendry. I mean, they're losing some big hitters. And then I saw last night they had tapings, and they're like weeks ahead of time because they still do tapings to where they're, you know, whatever the tapings got to be on weeks ahead of time. There was this guy there that's been doing good media work for them for years. All he was doing was taking pictures. Now, he was posting kind of spoiler like, here's the match, here's the match. But wasn't taking any video. He got confronted by their security. They thought he was taking video. He showed them that he wasn't. They left. They came back, kicked him out of the building. Tony Khan mentions this guy and say, hey, you can come to AEW anytime you'd like. You're welcome to any of our shows.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a bad look for TNA last night.
So do you get a point where WWE talent goes to TNA first before they go to NXT?
You know, some people think TNA is the number two company right now. I don't think they are. I still think
I've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot.
They don't have a TV deal if they're pulling stuff like they pulled last night.
Your Uncle Jericho said it.
Well, he just played his cards. He showed you where he's going.
Yeah. He literally said after watching Bound for Glory.
That's what got it going. Because he interviewed D-Von and Bully on Talk is Jericho, and he said it looked like the number two promotion. Well, he just showed his cards where he's going. So, yeah, sorry, whatever. There's nothing else for him to do in AEW, so whatever. Where I was going. But the full geared match card's coming up. I think we got 6 official matches if we're not counting the tailgate brawl part, which if the tailgate brawl, you got 2 matches. You got the team of Boom and Doom, QT Marshall, and Big Boom AJ versus Rocky Romero and Trent Beretta.
Oh, my God.
And you got the $250,000, this was just announced tonight, 4-way tag team match. You got Caster and Bowens. Can't call them the Acclaim because they don't get along. You got Juice and Austin Gunn. You got Big Bill and Kevin Knight. Or not Kevin Knight. Jeez. Big Bill and Brian Keith. And then you got the Outrunners. So that'll be a fun match.
That's fucking 10 pounds of shit in a 3-pound bag.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And then you got the 6 matches announced so far, which we'll be seeing Kenny Omega come back to TV this Wednesday night. He's teaming with Jurassic Express to take on Alexander and the Bucks. I don't like how the Bucks have to make up their mind Wednesday night to join the Callis family before the pay-per-view. Because if they say no, Shep, why would Alexander trust them in the match? You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. They're gonna say yes. I think the Alexander families or the Don Callis family is getting way too big all of a sudden.
Yeah.
This is getting NWO-esque too quick.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think the Bucks last in it long. I don't think they want to face Kenny. You've seen it on their face. They didn't like how Callis family beat up Jurassic Express and just laid a unconscious Jack Perry at their feet, like Nick Jackson's like, what are we supposed to do with him now? You know, type of thing. So I think a Bucks face turn's coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that'll be good. We're probably going to get Moxley and O'Reilly. We're going to get Darby and Pac. We're going to get Stat versus Mercedes, which will be great. Tag team titles, your boys FTR against Brodito. That'll be a lot of fun.
It's time.
Yep, I think it is too. And then Hangman and Joe and Cage, which I still think we're getting a guy who's better than us and we should know it. I think we're getting a return, a full gear.
Sure. And Majin, you're an asshole. Just let you know.
Pluggo in the house. Look at these studs. I think he meant studs. Don't fear picking against me for full gear. I noticed my inbox was empty.
I tell you what. Hey, I'm the champ, right? Tanner, am I the champ?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Pluggo, you're in. Paul, you're out. It'll be me versus Tanner versus Pluggo.
You know the sad thing? Paul will have no idea because he doesn't listen back to our episodes. And Pluggo says, also can't wait for Fishers. Yes, if anybody missed it on our socials or me chatting about it last week on the pod when I was solo and probably bored all of you, me, Shep, Paul, and Pluggo are going to the AEW Dynamite show in less than 2 weeks now. Fishers, Indiana, December 3rd.
3 weeks?
Yep. It'll be 2 weeks from, okay, less than three weeks. 2 weeks from Wednesday. My bad.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
There we go.
2 weeks on December 3rd from Fisher's Event Center. So hope to see some of you there. So yeah, I can't wait. I went last year. It's a great venue. That's just a year old. Perfect venue for wrestling. So
I haven't been there yet. Hopefully they have plenty of vodka and lemonades.
I'm sure they will. Okay. It's a lot better than the Coliseum at the fairgrounds, let me tell you. So
I don't know. I kind of like that place. I found the sweet spot.
You did. You did. I found
the sweet spot.
You did. You did. Pluggo, no one fears picking against you. You're always dead last. Wow.
Wow.
Pluggo said it would be a perfect place to hand me my championship.
Oh. I tell you what, you're in. Pluggo, does that mean you accept? Are you in?
Yeah, we still don't know what night we're doing this week, Pluggo, by chance. We know we can't do Thursday. That's beers night.
Can't do Thursday.
Maybe Friday?
The beers.
Maybe Friday? Maybe Friday?
I could do Friday. I can do Friday. Absolutely.
I mean, now we don't have to worry about Paul's schedule, so.
Yeah. Who's Paul?
Who?
I mean, unless Pluggo, you're a shaken little bitch, and you don't want to take it.
And Pluggo, if he said he should be available Friday. I was gonna say, if not, we'll even just take your picks and read them on the air.
Oh, okay.
We've done that before, but he said he should be available Friday.
So. All right, Pluggo, you're in. You're out. Three-way dance, baby. Let's go.
Triple threat. All right. There we go. Full gear. Okay.
Hopefully, good thing he doesn't listen to his boy JPJ because he would get 0 points right. Last time that happened, how'd that work out for you?
He said, Saturday I'm busy. I'll send you that in a DM, LOL. Poor Paul.
Paul deserves it.
Yeah.
Friday night. Friday night it is, Pluggo. Let's go.
We need another JPJ Pluggo predictions episode of the pod. We'll get to it. 2026, we'll make it happen.
That was fun.
Only if JPJ gets liquored up again.
Yes. Yes, JBJ goes to some random brewery beforehand.
And then he's drinking like 9 percenters.
Yes, that made my night.
That was great. See, Pluggo even agrees. Only if JBJ is wasted.
I don't want to say he was wasted. He was just buzzed.
He's saying that's the only way they'll get JBJ off for predictions if he's wasted.
Well, that's true.
That was fun. That was a good time.
Although JBJ put our fucking belt next to the fucking tuna
salad. Right in the tuna. And the fridge
in Boston, the tuna salad.
Oh, Mod said you gotta go drink for drink with them.
Deal. Okay. Have you not met me? I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I go drink for drink with anybody.
Yeah. I think the most you, Paul, and I have ever been drunk, all three of us together, was our WrestleMania 40 night one watch along.
Oh, that was fun.
You guys were
drinking, and I think wasn't Paul drinking like Fireball or something?
Yeah, and he doesn't drink much. So I went back and watched that one. If you're ever bored, go check that one out. It's pretty entertaining.
We should do that again this year.
We should.
We'll bring in the beers as a guest.
Yeah, we'll do something. We're due for a live watch along or something.
We should bring the beards in for a guest. We'll do a 10-minute guest with them. We'll do a 10. Hey, we'll bring Majin on live.
Majin and Steffi, they're pretty loyal.
Yeah, never seen that ugly mug. I'll bring him on live.
Yes, you have. You've seen his picture with our shirt.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring Steffi on. I like Steffi way better than Majin.
We need to get Marty on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll do that for WrestleMania. We got 5 months now. Yeah.
I forgot Steffi was there in Philly. 40.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, because this one's back in Vegas, and then 43 is Saudi Mania.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all get your passport all fired up.
Yeah, Nick Khan really thinks people are going to travel over there for that. Okay. Okay. We'll see.
All right.
Green shirt guy probably will, but...
Are we an AEW podcast?
Yes, we are. We are. Thanks for taking me down the rabbit hole.
I get it.
I will say, when I'm by myself, I stay on topic.
It's my fault. Absolutely. I'm an awful person.
Nah, it's all good. It's a lot more fun when it's not just me. I'll tell you that much. But no, Full Gear is going to be fun. You know, I saw this last week when it was just me. Moxley's pretty much been Mr. Full Gear main event. He's main evented all but two Full Gears in the six Full Gears. Well, this will be number six. So he's main evented. He main evented 2019 Lights Out against Omega. He main evented 2020 against Eddie Kingston in the I Quit match. 2021, he did not. That was Hangman and Omega. 2022, he did. He lost to MJF.
Okay.
2023 was MJF and Jay White. And last year was Mox and Orange Cassidy. So he's kind of Mr. Main Event when it comes to Full Gear.
When it comes to Full Gear, though, that's not a real...
It's one of the original four.
Yeah, but I feel like it's on the back burner.
Well, they've nestled. I mean, they've ran Newark now. This is three out of the last 5 years. It's kind of becoming their East Coast pay-per-view, if you will. Which I don't know about you, Shep. I'm fine with that if the crowds are hot. I'm fine with the pay-per-view sticking in the same place. Like, but I'm glad I'm glad All Out got out of Chicago and went to Toronto this year. Because Chicago gets enough events. They're getting World's End next month. They get enough. So, but I like if the Newark crowd's always hot and sells well, I'm fine with Full Gear sticking there.
Newark's such a shithole, though. I used to work in Newark. That's why I know that.
That's why you went down the rabbit hole, sold Shane McMahon, Shane O'Mac, a hot rod engine.
In that fucking dirty Chinese restaurant I used to get delivery to my hotel. It was awesome.
No, I agree. Chicago, they view Chicago as their home away from Jacksonville. That's why it gets
the money. Hey, speaking of Chicago, did you see NXT ran a show in the same venue?
In ballroom. Yep.
The ballroom. Yeah.
Ran it last night. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I have no problem with AEW running these smaller venues if they're packing them and the crowds are hot.
They should. Looks,
it's better at atmosphere on TV. It's better than trying to run a 9,000 to 10,000 seat arena, maybe filling four of it. Just being honest. So, you know, and they still sell bigger venues for their pay-per-views. So I'm fine with that.
That's why you have NXT. They are a developmental program.
Yep.
And that's why you do it. So I thought it was shocking that they ran the same venue though as AEW.
Yeah. Another match I forgot about Full Gear on the card when I was going down in my head. Fletcher versus Briscoe. No qualification for the TNT title. And if Briscoe loses, he has to join the Callis family. That'll be an interesting one. I thought we were done with it after Russell.
No. We've been going on 6-7 months of this feud, and I love it.
Yeah.
And it's gone both ways.
Yeah.
Like, Briscoe's got some wins, obviously.
Yep. I think Fletcher's up 3-2. After the last one.
So, yeah, I know.
But, well, an interesting thing, like right away in my head, I'm not showing my pick. I'm just explaining something. Right away in my head, I was like, oh, Briscoe's going to win. You know, he's going for this title again. He's got to win. Then I got thinking, it would be an interesting story, though, if he loses and goes to the Callis family, but he causes them damage from the inside. Like he's accidentally costing the matches left and right. Like he's smarter than the rest of the group to where they're like, we got to get this guy out. Type thing.
I like that, but I think the promos would be even better.
Yeah.
When the family's together and they start, you know, shooting on somebody and he grabs a mic and does the Briscoe promo, could be pretty comical as well.
Do you think AEW will book Kyle and Mark versus Kyle and Mark? That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, they can get creative with this. And Fletcher said he's one defense away from tying the most TNT title defenses. He said that last night. So that also throws kind of a interesting scenario for the predictions.
Yeah.
So yeah, we do have a lot of championships. We also have the gauntlet, the casino gauntlet for the national championship. A Full Gear, because we're introducing yet another championship. I went on a rant about that last week. I think we got too many titles in AEW. But.
Well, you think they'll have to combine the national championship with what Okada holds, right?
No, because the unified one's already combined the international and the continental is the unified one. the national championship, Tony Khan has said this one can be defended in CMLL, New Japan, ROH, AEW, like all over the place. So
could the other one.
That's the only one he's come out and stated, though.
When Tony Khan has too much coffee sometimes.
I know it. I mean,
he gets a little fired up.
I mean, I like the gauntlet. Like, it gets people on TV that wouldn't necessarily be on the card otherwise. But we don't need another championship.
No, we don't.
But
the only championship I do agree with, I do agree with the women's tag team championship.
Yes, that was
okay. I agree with that one. But on the individual side, we're maxed out.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, if they were going to do that, I would rather them introduce an actual hardcore championship. I mean, not the FTW, but an actual hardcore championship, because that could be fun, but whatever.
It could be fun because AEW is a little different. They let them do.
You could have Eddie Kingston hold it first.
They could do a little more hardcore than.
Yes.
Than what WWE did back in the day.
Right.
You know, hardcore WWE was a ladder and a banged up trash can. Yeah,
trash can, kendo stick, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. AEW gets a little bit crazier. I'm not saying we're all about light tubes and shit, but you got light tubes, you got thumbtacks.
Yep.
Yeah, you could make it work, but I really don't want to see it. But
yeah, and I know we're coming up on an hour here, and we usually try to keep these hour 15-ish. But I got to get your thoughts on this, Shep. Tanahashi, we found out his last opponent. It's at Wrestle Kingdom. It's in the dome. Okada, Tanahashi, and they already sold out. You got to open up more seats.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I watched it when he came out. And here's what I hope. Okay. I love the idea. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got Tanahashi, you got Okada. I mean, what other two big names could you put in to Wrestle Kingdom? Okay. In the past 15 years. Okay. Two of the top names, right?
Right.
So I'm excited about that. The only thing I'm worried about is Tanahashi. Can he perform? Can he give us 20, 30 minutes? I mean, I understand his body. His knees are just – they're fucking shot.
Yeah.
I want to make sure – and I know it's his going-away match, but I want to make sure he goes out on a high note.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And Okada, obviously, ultimate professional, right?
Yep.
And I'm sure he'll do whatever he can to make Tanahashi look great.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, boys, I'm getting up at 5 a.m. doing some fucking laundry to watch this.
Well, you better. With how much you push the Tokyo Dome around, you better.
I love the Tokyo Dome.
I know you do.
I'm 43 years old, okay? Before I die, I will watch Wrestle Kingdom in the Tokyo.
There you go. Bucket list item.
I will be there.
I have a buddy that's a big pro wrestling fan. He and his wife went to Japan over the summer for 2 weeks. And he didn't get to go in the Tokyo Dome, but he took a picture with it from the outside. And he sent me it on Facebook. And then I saw him 2 weeks ago, and I was talking to him about it. He's like, nah, I really wish I could have went in. But he said it was cool just to see from the outside. So
it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
When I go to Japan, I'm going.
And I still love what they're doing with Okada and Takeshita right now, too, on AEW. So, I don't know what it's going to lead to, because if they do a match at World's End, that's only like a week before Wrestle Kingdom. So, I don't know if they're going to do that or not. Maybe they wait until 2026. I mean, it's going to lead to a head-to-head match.
Sure.
But, don't know when.
And you know, Takeshita is going to be on the card somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's a world champ.
Yeah, is so.
Yep, this won't be main event. So.
Well, you know,
it could be. I guess
even the champion, if you look at the past, it's a 2-day event,
right?
So,
right,
he could be on both cards.
Now I haven't seen anything this year. They did that show a dynasty show with AEW, and I think it was Ring of Honor and New Japan. I haven't seen anything advertised for that this year. It was night two of Wrestle Kingdom last year.
Okay.
Because I watched Omega versus Gabe Kidd. The Bucks were there. But I haven't seen anything advertised for that this year, so I wonder if they're not doing that again.
I still would think you have some AEW talent show up.
Sure, but it's just not that co-branded show. Okay.
Well, I tell you, if FTR is world champions of AEW,
yeah,
I bet a dollar they're showing up.
Yeah, there. Yeah, probably.
They've been there before.
I don't know what I love seeing more. Shep's love of the Tokyo Dome or New Japan fans' tears that Takeshi is their champ.
Wow. I guess I haven't seen that.
I haven't either. But
so
take his word for it.
Yeah.
They're probably just mad because he's part of three different companies. So they're probably just mad. It's not like still Sabre who's exclusive to them.
Yeah. But, he's not a homer. He's
nope.
But
nope. Any other?
I think he elevates them though.
I do too. For
his position, I think he elevates it. So,
anything else you want to cover? I know like a lot of injury news. Like MJF should be coming back. Not that he's injured, but Swerve should be coming back soon. Will's still a ways away, but a lot of people aren't talking about that enough. Like AEW is still without a lot of their heavy hitters right now. They're still putting on good shows.
No, I think we have MJF coming back soon.
Yep.
Swerve. Ready for him to come back. Mm-hmm. Like you said, in Will Ospreay, I think he's probably – he might be a year out.
Yeah, All In's like probably the target date, but that might be just wishful thinking because it is in London next year. So,
which, hey, it's fine.
Cope should be coming back, yeah.
So, hey, let's talk about that. We talked about it earlier. There's no way Cope shows up.
No.
Seen a thing, right?
No, they've had, I don't know when his contract actually ends, but they've added injury time to it. And he's promoting AEW stuff. Like he has a new figure coming out from Major and he was promoting it the other day on the socials. He wouldn't be doing that if he was going to pop up in WWE. And Jericho's contract's not up in time either. His contract's up at the end of 2025. It's not going to be either one of them. There's no working relationship with AEW and WWE. It would have been neat. Don't get me wrong, because he is one of John Cena's main rivals, but it's just not going to happen. They don't play nice with each other.
I think you see Jericho show up in the Rumble. So.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
I would love to see Cope show up with Cena, but
Yeah, not going to happen. I still think they screwed it up and shouldn't have done. I know why they did it because it was in St. Louis in his hometown. When they did Orton and Cena at Backlash after Cena won the title, Randy should be Cena's last match just for old time's sake, rivalry sake. That's his true rival, in my opinion, is Randy Orton, but they're not going to do it. So we'll see. See what happens. Right. So, a lot of good stuff going on. AEW, looking forward to Dynamite and Collision Wednesday night, 3-hour show. We'll be doing our full gear predictions hopefully Friday, but we'll let everybody know ahead of time. And then we got full gear Saturday. So it'll be a good week.
There we go.
It'll be a good week.
Paul's out. Plug goes in.
Paul's out. Plug goes in. P's in. P's out. and make sure you're following the Kicking Out podcast on all social media platforms. That's Facebook. That's X. That's Instagram. That's Blue Sky. That's YouTube. At Kicking Out Pod is our handle on those. So hit that follow button, that like button, that subscribe button, that notification bell so you know when we're going live or dropping new content on our channel. I'm working on hopefully getting some interviews set up for either yet in 2025 or maybe 2026. So I'm not going to throw anything out there yet because I don't want to say something and not happen, but I'm working on some behind the scenes. You can follow me at TannerLee92, follow Shep at TheShep27. And you can follow Paul at PaulZartman87. That's on X and on Instagram. And if you want to buy some merch, look great doing so. KickingOutShop.com and Pro Wrestling Tees has all your KOP needs. And if you're listening to this podcast on your favorite audio podcast platform, please give us that 5-star rating and write a nice review. We appreciate it. We see the comments. We see the reviews. We really appreciate the following and the support. And yeah, it helps us out a lot, and it's free to do so. So go on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, give us those ratings and reviews. Really, really appreciate it. Really helps us out. So for Austin Shepherd, I'm Tanner Lee. Join us again next week as we kick out yet another podcast.
This is where I say goodbye, mwah, and good night, bang.